Hey, yo, yeah, it's your boy DJ Dino Green. I know the second podcast is long overdue, but I'm getting right back to you and all the listeners and all the family right now. What's going on, man? DJ Dino Green representing Boston, East Coast to the West Coast, North and South, worldwide. Whoever's catching this on the anchor, please share the broadcast, all right? Also, follow me, Facebook, DinoGreen617. Follow me on Instagram, DinoGreen617. Twitter, DinoGreen617. All right, let's get into this. Today's topic for today is that in the black community, there's a lot of bullshit in our minds that distract us from exactly what needs to be done. And we all know this. Obviously, you could tell by my voice that I'm a black man, you know, but I do a lot of thinking. And I understand lately, especially on social media, I can tell what a lot of us is thinking all the time. And a good portion of what we're thinking of all the time, like, we have a lot of controversial topics that are like swirling around in the black community, like gun violence, police brutality, racism. There's even a new hot topic now called, you know, the indigenous movement. The Hebrew Israelites. We're not African. We don't have no African blood. We've been always here and this, that, and the third, or whatever the case. Black folks are on some bullshit right now. And the problem is that, well, the reason I will say is that nobody has felt more pain in this world than black people. And I know every race has gone through things like war. They've gone through things as genocide. But when you really study the black race, we've gone through all of that times 10. We're still going through the genocide. We've been spread, like, we're spread out all over. No matter where you go, there's high numbers of black folks dying from diseases, gun violence. You go to Jamaica, you go to Trinidad, you go to parts of Africa, Boko Haram, you know what I'm saying? You go to parts in, even in the Pacific Islands right now, you know, they got some crazy shit going on with the Papua New Guinea people. Some of y'all don't, are not hip to that, but, you know, you gotta do your research. But what makes black people so significant is that we are still here. We're still here regardless of all the wild shit that we've gone through. And I'm not saying to not have be sensitive to other races, you know, the difficulties that they have gone through or whatever. But because of the shit that we've gone through, fast forward and look today, we played the blame game. The difference is between us and other races is that other races have turned their turmoil, their disagreements, them beefing into sort of a reason to come together and put their money together. The thing about black folks, we're addicted to this tribalism thing. We're addicted to making cliques. amongst each other. Now I'm going to give an example. You go to places like Jamaica. You got an island. Right now about 3 million. Before it was like 2.5 million a few years back. Now it's like about 3 million. But you look at the history of Jamaica. When you had the political parties, JLP, PNP, Manley, and Siaga, two white dudes promising to create a better world or a better life for the Jamaican people. But as a result, was gun violence between two political parties, PNP and JLP. Now, for all my listeners that don't really know what PNP and JLP, that's the equivalent of the Democrats and the Republicans out here. Now, basically what PNP and JLP is to Jamaica, that would be Republicans and Democrats, or let's say the public repping. You got one part of the people representing the Democrats and the other part of the people representing the Republicans, and then when election time comes, we start killing each other. But at the same time, nothing changes. Despite all the bodies and the casualties that happen between us as a people. Which means we got distracted on empty promises. Now, you can see this very same activity all around the world. Black folks, we are so addicted to instant gratification, it's not even a funny thing. And which leads me back into one of the things that I had mentioned before. You got this movement called the Indigenous Movement, the Hebrew Israelites, or the Moors and all of that stuff. And literally, it's a movement. If you listen to all the followers, it's like a bunch of uneducated ass dudes who twist up history to get followings. There is a clientele base. There's a clientele base. Basically, made out of people. Sorry, I'm letting this shit ride out real quick. Today is your day to make fitness happen, and AARP is here to help you take on today.
Hello, and welcome to another Every Tuesday video. This week we're going to change course a little bit and talk about passive income. Creatives working digitally, we have this massive opportunity to create passive income online, or a nice side income. So first of all, passive income is creating artwork once, like a digital item, like a greeting card or a stationery template. You put in the work.
Damn. She got fucked up a little bit though, but I'm about to go back on this shit real quick.
Hey guys, this is Angariski from.
Sorry about that. So, what I was trying to say was, you got these movements called the Indigenous Movement, Hebrew Israelites, and things like that, or whatever. And these movements play on the emotions of Black people because we are in a time where we want to. Because of all the fucked up shit that has happened to us, we want to figure. We still want to know what is our purpose in this life. And we want to connect it to something that we've always had knowledge about. And what are the things that we have knowledge about? As black people being here in this country, we know that we've been here in America, so we can relate to that. We know that we've been reading the Bible all our lives. We can relate to that. But we can't relate to what we've been disconnected from, which is being African. And I'm going to tell you how I truly feel, though. Like, as black people in America, we cannot make it. We cannot reach the top. Until black people want to reach the top, we're going to need our homeland again. And it's not about moving back. It's about connecting with our homeland more than every other superpower is. Because that's our birthright. No matter how somebody wants to cut it, whatever the case. Now, let's listen to this. Like, some of us, we may be like, oh, the Africans, they sold us. They, you know, whatever. They sold us into slavery and this, that, and the third, or whatever the case. A lot of fucked up shit has happened in history. But you know what? You don't see people that are Irish talking about, oh, you British done had us enslaved. You don't even hear the Jews talking about, oh, the Romans done did this or the Germans done did this. Amongst Chinese and Japanese, you don't hear about Chinese Americans and Japanese Americans talking about, oh, we was beefing with y'all. Or Mongolians, y'all, we was beefing with y'all. Y'all was killing us. That's why we created the Great Wall of China to block y'all away. You don't hear nobody talking about that. Black people got to realize, like, our ancestors fucked up. But it's not all our ancestors that fucked up, man. Our existence is a collection of a whole bunch of crazy shit that has gone on. Triumph, great motivational stories of deception. See, this ideology to separate yourself from our past and take on a whole new identity as Native American and this and that or whatever the case, that ain't gonna do shit for us. And let me ask y'all a question. If you agree that you're Native American, then what next? What happens after that? Are y'all gonna be like, are y'all gonna like dig deeper into the different chiefs that y'all had, the different ways of life, the different spiritualities that existed in the lands before they colonized North America? See, this is the Jedi mind trick that a lot of our black folks that are trying to represent this shit, like, they don't even understand exactly how much harm they actually doing, because there's no actual end game. There's no actual like reason to distance yourself from your bloodline. But I can tell you the positives. See, the problem is, there's a reason why people like this exist. It's to make us slow. It's to slow down the process of us creating a code as black people. And that code is subconsciously wanting to see us win. Me win, you win, my cousin win, your cousin win. We all got to see each other as, you know, we in a war. Now, not a violent war, but a war to compete. See, but the thing is, being somebody of color, it's easy for somebody that is not of color to look at you as the enemy right away, or to go against how should I say, anything that benefits you as a person of color. Because when they see you off, right off the back, your skin color is a threat. So until black folks get off of this bullshit, we are gonna stay stuck. It's your boy Dino Green, and I'm out.